Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning, as always, as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Simbongo uNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje. We remember that the last time we spoke more about the book of Jude, and we are going back again, continuing Jude chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 16. And we mentioned previously that verse 11 mentions a lot about the people in the Old Testament, and verse 16, it talks about the people in the Old Testament. Now, when we look at the book of Jude, we find out Uguti, it was written 70 years AD. But when you look at the things that are there, yizinto ezenzakalayo even in this age. Now, uma sibheka indaba ka verse 11 wakhona, is we are going to read again. It says, woe to them, they have taken the way of Cain, they have rushed to the prophet into Balaam's era, and they have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion. Now you look at the emotion. There's an action, there's a motion here in this verse. The first motion is that they have taken the way of Cain, meaning that they made a decision. They made a choice to take this. It never just happened. It's something that by decider, they made a choice. Now it says they have rushed for the prophet into Balaam's era, meaning that after they made a decision, after they made a choice, they took an action to rush into Balaam's era. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. This Balaam's era, it never taught them anything. Upalam, my consequences ka Balaam. They continue noma sebezwile izwi likaNkulunkulu. And the Bible tells us again, Guti, they've been destroyed in Korah's rebellion, meaning that they did get the consequences of their action. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, as we said last time, Uguti, we won't know the ways of error unless we understand Uguti ziyini, and we've mentioned them. Manje, even nama error, we won't understand nama error unless mhlambe siwa kuluma ngesikhathi samanje. Manje, ama scientists, when they analyze indaba zama error, there are three types of errors. Number one is systematical error, and there's a random error, and there's a blunder error. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje uma sikhuluma nge-systematical error, sithola ukuthi bangcwele. It's an error yenzani into uma iphindelela. It's an error uthi uma uyilungisa iphindelele all the time. And uma ubheka i-random error, it's something that which is unpredictable. It's a mistake, something that which is unpredictable. And again, kukhona bathi blunder error, meaning that it's an error which resulted ngenxa ye carelessness. Manje uma ngabe sithatha namhlanje si explainer today ukuthi indaba ka Balaam's error yinto enjani, ifana nalento ama scientists athi it's a systematical error, yinto ephindelelayo noma beyizama ukulungisa i-error iyaphindelela. Ngani ngoba nayo uBalaam ngokwakhe uNkulunkulu wazama ukumtshela ukuthi ungayi, ngani ngibabusisile ungayikubaqalekisa, ungahambi nalaba bantu, and ungaqalekisi lesi sizwe, ngani ngoba ngisibusisile. Manje uma siyibheka lezi zinto, nanamhlanje zisenzeka, njengoba lana sikhuluma ngamadoda, uJude ukhuluma ngamadoda, ngoba uthi make ebhala uJude kule ncwadi, kuverse 3 wakhona, uthi, dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I have to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was entrusted to the saints. Manje esho njalo uJude, uthi bengifuna mina ukukhuluma ngendaba yani ye faith, but manje what I'm concerned about, siyambonga uNkulunkulu, uthi bengifuna ukukhuluma ngensindiso, but manje into engiconcerned ngayo ukuthi lelani i-faith yenu. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje uthi make ekhuluma ngalento, yilapha echaza lamadoda ukuthi sewephumile abantu abafana nalaba abanjengo Balaam, abanjengo Kayini, abanjengo Khora. Siyababona nanamhlanje vele emabandleni ethu, vele in the public sebekhona abantu abanjalo. Ukuthi manje uma sibheka makathi war them, they've taken the way of Cain. They have rushed for the prophet into Balaam's era. We remember what previously we have explained about five points about the ways of Cain. And today, as we are talking about the Balaam's era, ukuthi manje anybody owenza into seketsheliwe ukuthi angayenzi ngenxa yani yeprofit azoyithola, it's a Balaam's era. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Abantu abarashela to the Balaam's era. Izinto esiyibonile previously in our country, there are people who are rushing to an era like Balaam's era. Ukuthi uzotholani kulento. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. But at the same time, sibone another thing, an example. Ukuthi lithi leli lizwi, they have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion. Kusho ukuthi kwenzeke ine Balaam's era. Ukuthi people were rushing to profit. And at the same time, as they were rushing to profit, there were consequences. Ngani ngoba no Korah loyo. Oye walithi izwi kaNkulunkulu uma silifunda in the book of Numbers ngendaba kaKorah. Ukuthi uKorah uye wazamana ukurecruiter people who are going to stand against Moses. People waze wathi yena ucabangela ukuthi wena ungcono nathi sibiziwe. Nanamhlanje bangcwele kuyenzeka lezi zinto sizibonile previously. Kumavika phelile kwenzeka the very same thing. People were rushing to Balaam's era, and at the same time, little Elizi, they've been destroyed in Korah's rebellion. Siyabona ukuthi uKorah kwavuleka umgodi, bonke abantu ababe forme ischeme against uMoses, lithi zikaNkulunkulu kwavuleka umgodi, kwangena wonke umuntu phakathi kwalo mgodi owayemelene noMoses. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje izinto namhlanje ezenzakalayo, that is why manje uJude uma ebhala athi I wanted to share about the salvation esesayithola, kodwa namhlanje ngithi content for your faith. Manje ukuthi content for your faith bangcwele, ukuthi ngaso sonke isikhathi kufanele silwele ukholo lethu. Zikhona izinto ezi-entizayo nangaphandle, akhona ama-challenges ezinto. We've got to make a right choice. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Ngani? Ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu liye lasitshela. Manje naye uKain wamtshela uNkulunkulu, wakhuluma kuye naye uBalaam uNkulunkulu wakhuluma kuye. And we need to understand ukuthi laba bantu bobabili, when God spoke to them there was no scripture, when God spoke to them there was no prophet. Instead uBalaam ngokwakhe he was a prophet. But into ewayeyibhekile ngoba kukhona lapho ethe mina angeke ngize, but uBalaam mina ngeke ngize ngibalandele laba bantu, and angifuni nix eyabo. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. But ithe makabona izinto lento iprofiti azoyithola ngobube benzile, wabona ukuthi le yokuqalekisa uhlulekile, wazama another strategy sokuthi enzeni, atrap abantwana bakaNkulunkulu ukuthi bangene kuphi esonweni. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje just as God warned uCain, he also warned uBalaam not to accompany laba bantu. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje what does that tell us? That tell us yini? Ubustubborn. And the Bible tells us ngendaba yobustubborn lapha ku Proverbs chapter 12 ku verse 15. Lithi leli lizwi, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. Uyazi ukuthi a fool noma ungazi uyibonise uma ngabe siyambonga uNkulunkulu engashintshanga ingqondo, there's nothing ongazi uyenze kuye. Manje siyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu, it was an audible voice, not an audible voice, not even a scripture. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje people who are stubborn, God calls them stiff necks in the Bible. There's a verse with Jeremiah that says, yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but walk in their own counsel and in their stubbornness of their evil hearts, and went backwards and not forward. So people are stubborn. They are not going forward. They are going backwards. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje, although this verse applied to Israel ngaleso sikhathi, but we can see it ukuthi senzakala afterwards. Even today nanamhlanje, sisenzakala nanamhlanje. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje ngisho nedonki itry ukuthi lizame ukuthi angahambi, but he resisted. He kept on going forward. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Bese lithi zikaNkulunkulu kwincwadi kaIsaiah 46 verse 12. People who are stubborn, they are far from righteousness. Their result is stubbornness. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje, the result of stubbornness was the heart issue. As the Bible ilisitshela izikaNkulunkulu, lithi guide your heart. Out of our heart, there comes the issues of life. Ngoba manje, inti kalenti zweni, njengoba kukhanya kalenti zweni, nakulo ukhulumile ngomlomo, kodwa manje enhlizweni yakhe liyanto azange ayenze. Ngoba emlonyeni uthe mina ngeke ngize ngithathe anything, angifuni nix kubo, kodwa at the same time wenza njani? Wayithatha. Siyayithola nako Proverbs 26:23, little like a glaze covering an earthen vessel, a fervent lips with evil heart. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Lithi Proverbs 26:23, like a glaze covering an earthen vessel, a fervent lips with evil heart. So abantu, they can speak something ngomlomo wabo, kodwa enhlizweni bakhuluma kunye. Manje lize lithi zikaNkulunkulu lifana neglaze, kuntwana into ekhavarwe ngegolide engasigolide ngaphakathi, akusile into enicabangela ukuthi iyo ngaphandle. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje siyathola ukuthi ibalams eraba yokulandela ukufuna iprofit. Nanamhlanje ziyenzeka lezi zinto. People can do anything noma izwi likaNkulunkulu likhuza, because bezothola into, bezothola iprofit ngalento abayenzayo. They don't care. Siyathola ukuthi nangesikhathi sika Elisha bekunendoda eyayi siyambonga uNkulunkulu, i-servant kaElisha. Elithi zikaNkulunkulu, that servant kaElisha, uma iza uNamani ezocela ukuthi ufuna ukusizwa, wayeze ephethe izinto from eDamascus. But izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi u-Elisha nenkosi yakwa-Israyeli azange bakwazi ukuzamukela lezo zinto. He had to go back nazo. But wenzani the 70 ka-Elisha? He went back after ubani? UNamani. Elithi izwi kaNkulunkulu, makeya after uNamani, waqamba amanga. Wathi yazini, kukhona abaprofeti abafikile ababili abadinga izinto. Manje ubuyela nazemuva, ithi inkosi yami ucela ukuthi ubaphe. Izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi u-Elisha, siyambonga uNkulunkulu, I mean uNamani, wathatha wamnikeza. Kanti u-Elisha emuva, uNkulunkulu uyamtshela ukuthi your servant yenzani. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje lithi zikaNkulunkulu ithe makabuyele emuva embuza u-Elisha ukuthi ubuyaphi, wathi yena, hayi bengila eduze. Wathi u-Elisha, ngikubonile umoya kaNkulunkulu, ukubonile uthatha izinto ezingafanelekanga engase zakho. Elithi zikaNkulunkulu, kwenzeka ukuthi lonto that servant yakhe iyashaywa ilephere. Until cabanga an opportunity ebenayo ukuthi aseve under u-Elisha, u-Elisha oseve under u-Elijah, u-Elisha othole the double portion ka-Elijah. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje this servant, cabanga yena ukuthi bezothola ama-portion angakanani uma ngabe uye walandela wenza izinto eziright, but ugcine eshayo yini? Ugcine eshayo ilephere. Namhlanje siyababona abantu bangavelela izinto, umuntu angazi ukuthi into wayikusona. Namhlanje akazi ukuthi ilephere ehamba naye noma engayiboni ngamehlo, but izinto azithathile engafanelanga ukuthi azithathe, ayilephere leyo imshaye izeshaya abantwana bakhe izinto ezilethe ukuhlupheka endlini ngani ngoba noBalam lelilizi liyasitshela ukuthi they have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion. Korah what destroyer nabantu berebela nabo rebelling against Moses inceku kaNkuluNkulu siyambonga uNkuluNkulu manje ekseni kwanamhlanje izinto ezenzakalayo namhlanje esizibonayo elithi lelilizwi esiqhubeka nalo lapho masifunda kuverse 16 lithi these men are grumblers, are fault finders. They follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage. They flatter others for their own advantage. How many people are being flattered for the advantage? Yabanya bantu, destroying their own things. Nye advantage. Bezama. Ugu please abanya bantu ababa chele ukuthi yenzani kanje and they are the ones who are going to suffer the consequences ngoba izinto ezifana nalezi zilethe isiqalekiso endlini uma abantu bekhala kuNkulunkulu zezo zinto zilethe isiqalekiso into yenza emtwini ungangayiboni kodwa inama consequences akho bese lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu ku Isaiah 61 ku verse 8 Little for I the Lord love justice. I hate robbery and wrong. Manje uma sibona uNkulunkulu ukuthi uye hater irobbery nobu wrong. Azathi lapha kumahubo 62 verse 10, set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set no hopes in them. Manje siyalibona izwi uNkulunkulu ukuthi ungabeki ithemba lakho kuyinto eyijontshiwe. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sikhuluma ngendaba kaBalaam's error ukuthi u-error waphindelela enza into ekuthiwa makangayenzi manje uma ngabe mina nawe siphindelela senza into abathe singayenzi we are walking in the way of Balaam's error njengoba sibonile lamadoda ukuthi noma bazile ukuthi kwenzakalani ngoKhayini noma bazile ukuthi kwenzakalani ngoBalaam noma bazile ukuthi kwenzakalani ngoKorah but they kept on doing it. That is why izwi likaNkulunkulu ku verse 11 lithi leli lizwi they have taken the ways of Cain. Manje ba decide ukuhamba indlela kaCain. And at the same time lithi they have rushed for the prophet of Baal, meaning that they took an action, sebenze I decision yokuthi bayihambe lendlela. Noma sekunjalo manje izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi they've been destroyed. Ngendlela kaKorah, meaning that into zabo azange zaphumelela ukuya kude. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje lize lithi leli lizwi ku verse 16 wakhona lithi these men are grumblers, a fault finders. They follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage. Manje, whoever flatters you for his or her own advantage, manje, we are working now endaweni kabani kaKorah's rebellion. Ngani ngoba uKorah wa recruit abantu abazokwenza naye lento. Many people abafuna ukwenza ububi, they like to recruit abantu aba innocent ukuthi benze lento. But ama consequences awathola ulo muntu o recruitile kuphela, athola nalaba abaye bavumelana nobubi. Manje uJude esabhalile lokho uyaqaphelisa esikhathini samanje njengoba sisho ukuthi le ncwadi yabhala 70 years AD but uthi uma uyibheka namhlanje it's so relevant namhlanje like any other before manje athi uJude make ekhuluma athi but dear friends remember what the apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ foretold they said to you in the last times there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. They are the men who divide you who follow mere natural instinct and do not have the spirit. Abantu abangena umoya okumoya kaNkuluNkulu. Ngoba if you've got the Holy Spirit in you, the Holy Spirit is the one ozokuvusa unembeza, akubonisa akuguide ukuthi this thing is not right. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Manje the people without the Spirit of God, they can do anything for their own advantage. Manje makafunda kuverse 20. Uti, but you, dear friends, build yourself up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourself in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ as to bring the eternal life. Besides, be merciful to those who doubt. Snatch others from the fire and save them. To others, show mercy mixed with fear. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, siyazibona lezi zinto bangcwele. Ukuthi manje, uNkulunkulu uthini ngazo. Ngoba sikhulumile ngendaba kaCain's, the ways of Cain's. Manje sikhuluma ngendaba kaBalaam's error. Ukuthi error yakhe, yinto systematically. Ngani ngoba, uyiphindelele noma ngabe idonki belithi angayi uyaphikelela noma uNkulunkulu ebethi angayi uyaphikelela yinto azimisele ukuyenza bakhona abantu abaphikelela ukuthi noma somtshelile angafuni ukuzwa manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje kuzo zoyi 3 lezi zinto kuthi ngeke ukuthi sizihlole ukuthi are we walking in the ways of Cain's are we rushing into Balaam's error siyambonga uNkulunkulu and at the same time are we the grumblers and fault finders? Do we follow our own evil desires and boast about ourselves and flatter others for our own advantage? Manje yilokho ekusenikwa namhlanje ekuthi ngekuthi sizihlole ngani ngoba leli lizwi njengoba ngishilo ukuthi labhala 70 AD, but it's so relevant nanamhlanje. UNkulunkulu asenze kahle. This is Apostle Gwen in Jesus' name, amen.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.